Thanks for joining A&M Conversation With, a podcast series featuring Alvarez and Marsal leaders discussing the trends impacting businesses today.
On this episode of A&M Conversation With, Managing Directors Michael O'Dowd with A&M's Transaction Advisory Group, Jeffrey Klein from our Private Equity Performance Improvement Group, and Art Ewan from our Disputes and Investigations Group discuss cyber valuations in the exit stage.
Thank you to our listeners for joining us for part three of our three-part cyber due diligence series. Today, Mike, Art, and I will discuss cybersecurity during the exit stage and the technical testing that is required to identify vulnerabilities. To kick off the conversation, Mike, can you talk a little bit about the uptick in sell side, specifically as it pertains to IT and cyber due diligence?
Yes, Jeffrey. It has become more the norm to run a more robust auction phase process, especially at the exit of an investment for the private equity buyers. The goal has historically been FDD, tax, but IT has really come into its own, and we're parading that in front of multiple parties throughout the process. As a result, we're seeing the insurgence of work from the PE funds and working with their management team to provide data room format or written deliverables to guide people through their understanding in the early stages of the sell side process. As a result, they're evaluating the risks historically to be focused on financial and tax, but it has moved to IT as well. And as Art has said in past podcasts, if you have data, you have risk. So Jeffrey, to come back to you, as it pertains to your expertise with IT due diligence, what are people asking for and how does this response involve cyber related matters?
A lot of the work we're doing on sell side pertains to situations where tech and tech-enabled companies have significant implementations that are underway, roadmaps that they're trying to execute, recent issues, or older systems that may on the surface look like they're potential tech risks or cyber risks, but in reality, they're really just stable platforms. Art, can you talk a little bit about how you can help clients in a sell side environment, especially those who've had cyber issues or breaches in the recent past?
Sure. So we can help companies by identifying where gaps may exist. So as a perfect example, if you have a company that's been breached in the past, typically what occurs is an evaluation or an assessment's conducted. And that assessment or evaluation provides gaps that existed at the time of the breach that may have contributed to the breach. So what we do is we look at those gaps from when the report was provided, and then we evaluate to see if those vulnerabilities still exist. So we help the company identify the vulnerabilities that may have existed, see if they've been closed, and if they haven't been closed, we provide recommendations on closing. Additionally, if a company doesn't have one, we can provide a cybersecurity roadmap. That roadmap will help the company improve its cybersecurity efforts. That roadmap can be both strategic, long-term over 2-3 years, along with tactical, with the tactical being to identify and fix vulnerabilities that may exist at the moment. Mike, what's the worst thing that you're dealing with on the sell side as it pertains to cyber and IT?
It's clearly readiness. You really can't take 3 days to respond in this environment. It's maybe considered or construed as a sign of weakness in both management, systems, or even the capabilities of the company if you can't provide an insightful and quick response. So you need data up front and you need to know the environment. So Art, what do you see as a deliverable you can give to an outside party in a sell-side process?
Absolutely. So we can conduct that gap analysis that I've identified before, and that gap analysis has recommendations for remediation or mitigation of security weaknesses that may have existed. We can review action steps taken if a breach has occurred in the past to mitigate those breaches. And then ultimately, we can evaluate the existing controls or procedures, look to see how effective those are, and if any implementation needs to be taken place to strengthen those particular controls.
So Jeffrey, how do you take the deliverables that Art is mentioning and equate it back to dollars and risks for the quantification of the buy-side groups that will be using our work?
Overall, our clients are depending on us to convert data into useful information and to take that information and quantify it in the context of the transaction. On sell side, we're working with Art and taking his information into the larger IT sell side report that presents the overall health, costs, and opportunities in the IT environment. More specifically, as Art said, we'll quantify the cost of remediating and addressing certain issues and help illuminate in dollars and cents any remaining issues that may still exist. We'll provide commentary on those risks and how to mitigate them going forward, but we'll put it in terms of the transaction. Overall, we're trying to help our clients explain complex risks and issues in tech and tech-enabled companies. They're seeking completeness and they're seeking certainty in their transaction, and that's what we're trying to provide them. Art, what do you want our listeners to understand about the role cyber professionals can play in mitigating risk in a transaction?
Thank you, Jeffrey. So A&M are experts in the field of cybersecurity. Additionally, they understand the pre and the post-acquisition process, which I think is very important when you're looking at risk inside of a acquisition. Additionally, we can help clients understand what the cybersecurity risks are in the post-acquisition stage. So we can assist with what risk currently exists in the corporation or the firm, how to mitigate that risk, and how long and how much it will cost. Additionally, we can help assess people, process, and technology. What we've typically observed is that corporations and firms spend large amounts of money on technology to help protect their company. But what we typically find is the investment in people and process is typically not where it needs to be. So we help companies identify where those gaps are, both in people, process, and help companies put a better mechanism in place so that those three pieces align and data and information is better protected.
Mike, what would you add?
Well, I mean, to build on top of what Art said, I think sell-side due diligence at the exit stage has certainly been the norm for financial and tax, but it has become ever increasingly more important to include the IT due diligence on the systems and the operational effectiveness, even down to incident responses when it comes to cyber-related matters. What makes A&M different is bringing the right people in at the right time. All of us who can interpret each other's deliverables and get the key aspects of articulation, risk, and dollars, and to help us manage the cost in the process, to manage that message and make sure it's consistent and concise so that it should lead toward a successful close at a transaction. That's what our clients want. We understand the issues, can help remediate it, and then articulate them effectively in the sell side process. And with that, thank you to Jeffrey and Art and to our listeners as well. I encourage you to visit the resource links in the description of this podcast to learn more about A&M's cyber due diligence capabilities and to listen to both part one and part two of this series.
For our listeners, for more information, visit our homepage at alvarezandmarsal.com and connect with us on LinkedIn at Alvarez and Marsal.